We with Anthony Stevens after our 3-1 win against Llandudno. Great performance again today, another valuable 3 points.
Yeah, we're on a bit of a roll of late. To be honest, we knew coming here today would be difficult. As of last year, we didn't win here last year, to be honest, so we knew it was going to be a tough place to come. They're always playing free-flowing football, so we done well to sort of counter that in the second half. Took a bit of getting used to, but in the end, we came up winning.
Second goal from Chris came at a very good time, and then your third goal killed them off, really, didn't
that, it? That weren't my goal.
You're not claiming it?
I'll claim it, but I don't think it'll go down as mine. But the goals came at great times. Obviously, we're pressing on second half. We looked to gain more control.
Because they started the second half pretty well, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, yeah. We took a bit of a bollock in our half-time, to be honest, right off Colin. And to be honest, I think our fitness level showed. We got on top of them. Soon as Venner's goal went in, I think we could have scored 4 or 5 maybe, but in the end, we'll settle for the win.
We lost Ryan Wade and Keenan Smith in the first half, but it was good to see Leo Owens coming on, and John Irvine obviously was warming up before the game.
Yeah, we're getting everyone back now. As Colin's mentioned in the past few weeks, we've had a lot of injuries, but we're starting to get a lot of people back now as well. So hopefully over the next few weeks it'll all start to gel properly, and we'll finish in the top 6 and crack on.
Results put us third today. We've overtaken Bangor and we're now 3 points behind Connors Key. Also lost. We've got Aber next. It's important we keep this run going now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we set ourselves a target. We've got the 2 games against TNS out the way in the first phase. So to be honest, we've set ourselves a target where we can win every game. So hopefully we can.
Okay. Thank you, Stephen.